Father Bob Warren of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. Thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour radio show. The Friars' popular Ave Maria Hour was first brought to the radio airwaves in 1939, recorded in New York City and on the Mountainside grounds at Graymore, a home in Garrison, New York. These timeless classic stories of the Bible and the lives of the saints came to life each week through dramatic reenactment by professional actors and actresses. You know, friends, Christ once said, "Do not hide your treasure under a bushel." In saying this, he meant share your gifts, share your talents. The Friars of the Atonement feel the message in these broadcasts remains as powerful and timely as when they were originally aired, and we are so happy to be able to share them with you today. To learn more about the missions and ministries of the Friars of the Atonement, I invite you to visit our website, www.atonementfriars.org. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour.
St. John of Sahagun.
It didn't matter to me who he was. Just somebody who had to be killed. I didn't have a thing against the man. There was nothing personal about it. To me, it was just a job. I'd been hired to kill this priest. He was making a nuisance of himself. To me, it meant two pouches of gold, one before the job, the other after the job had been done. I talked about it to the woman, Katerina.
Killing a priest? I don't like that, Pepe.
Listen to her. A priest? What's so different about a priest? He's a man, isn't he? A man just like me.
It's not the same.
I don't see the difference. And even if I did, it wouldn't matter. Listen, I'll make enough on this job to take care of us both for a long time to come.
I just don't like it.
But you'll be ready to enjoy the gold, I bet.
I don't know.
You don't know.
It scares me.
Never scared you before.
Well, killing a man of God in cold blood, that's different.
Who do you think wants him killed?
I don't know.
Of course you don't know. And you don't ask.
Well, I'm asking now.
Well, I can't tell you. But I'll say this much. Those who want him dead are pretty close to the church.
I believe that.
And I don't blame them. The way he talks about them. Calls him every kind of name. Says they're all corrupt.
That's the truth.
Well, anyway, he's been asking for trouble. And you keep your mouth shut. I mean about the job I have to do.
Well, why wouldn't I?
Just remember, that's all. Go get some more wine.
Pepe?
What?
Nothing, I'll get the wine.
You were going to say something. Say it.
I just wonder how you feel about what you do.
I feel all right. Why shouldn't I?
Gives me the creep sometimes. Just to know what you do.
Oh, you'll make me sick, girl. Come on, pour the wine.
And let me remind you, you who gather in this square to listen to this madman, as some of you call me, rant and rage, let me remind you that our dear Lord himself drove the money changers from the temple. And he defied the corruption of his time and exposed the charlatans. Can we who preach in his name, do less? Can we? Can I? Oh, believe me, my friends, it would be so simple, so easy, perhaps, to turn the other way and pretend not to see what is going on. And yet, would it be so easy? If I turn my back on corruption, wouldn't I come face to face with my God? And if I serve him, what excuse could I give him for not continuing to fight his fight and expose the money changers.
I'd listened to him a few times. It was strange how people did listen. Only most of them listened and then forgot what he'd said. A few remembered. They nodded their heads and later on talked about what he'd said. But not so many. Anyway, what I didn't know was that my Katerina went to see him.
Look, I don't know much about what you talk about.
You understand I talk about God?
Well, yes, I suppose so.
About good and bad?
Yes, I understand that much.
Mm. And you understand the difference between one and the other?
Sometimes.
Only sometimes?
Well, I mean, sometimes I'm not sure just what bad is and what good is. It's not always so easy for somebody like me who's pretty bad to start with.
You think you're pretty bad?
Well, that's what people say. I suppose I am. I do bad things.
Why?
A priest once told me I did bad things.
But why do you do them?
Well, I don't know. It's the way I am. I've been doing bad things ever since I was a kid. It's the way it is with girls like me.
Did you ever try not doing them?
I'm trying now. I mean, you must be a good man if they've hired him to kill you.
Somebody's going to kill me?
Yes, somebody I know. He told me. I'm not going to tell you his name, but I want you to know about it so that you can look out.
They hired him.
You know who I mean, don't you?
I think so.
I don't think a good man should be murdered.
Our Lord was murdered.
But it's not right.
No, child, it's not right. But a lot of others have died since in his name. And for his sake, I can think of no better way to die.
You're not scared? I mean, you ought to go away from here.
A lot of people want me to go away, for one reason or another.
I never met anybody like you before. You're not scared of anything, are you, or anybody?
I'd be scared to condemn my immortal soul.
Condemned? What's that?
When you're condemned to prison, you go to prison. When you're condemned to hell, you go there. I'd hate to condemn my soul to that inferno.
I don't understand. Can't you tell me what you mean?
Child?
I'm no child. I'm a woman.
Yes. Yes, so you are.
And you're a man, just like anybody else.
To some extent, I'm like most other men.
What were you going to say to me?
I was about to say, you came here to save me. Now let me try to save you.
Save me from... what you were talking about? The inferno?
Sit down, Katerina.
He talked to her a long time, and all the time she just sat there in his house, staring at him, listening maybe, but mostly staring. He was a tall fella. If you hadn't known he was a priest, you'd have taken him for a poet or a painter. He had long hair down to his shoulders. His eyes were as handsome as any beautiful woman's, but you wouldn't fool with him. There was a look about him. But he must have looked pretty attractive to Katerina. Maybe that's really why I struck her across the face when she told me.
Oh! Did you do that? Why'd you have to do that? I haven't done anything. You hurt me, you know that? You hurt me.
I ought to kill you. Ah! You're stupid, you know that?
Hello!
You must be stupid. First you blab to him about me, then you tell me what you've done. You're stupid, girl.
I had to tell him.
Did you tell him who I am?
I just told him somebody had been hired to kill him, that's all. He didn't even ask who it was. It was like he didn't care very much. He's not scared, I can tell you that.
Well, it doesn't make much difference. I'll finish him off anyway, whether he knows about it now or not. You're stupid.
It was right for me to tell him. And it was right for me to tell you that I told him. That's the way I see it.
I don't know what I see in you. Look at you, you're a slut.
It's not my fault I haven't got decent clothes to wear. And anyhow, God doesn't care about my clothes.
God, what do you mean, God?
We're bad people. We're bad.
What kind of talk's that? Bad, she says. I'm pretty good in my profession.
Don't you laugh about it, Peppy. We're bad people, and bad people...
Well, go on.
What are we doing to our immortal souls? He told me all about it, and I'm scared. Oh, it doesn't do any good to laugh at me. That won't help you when you die. It won't help you get everlasting life. It's awful to laugh at these things. It's like laughing at God. Maybe it really is laughing at God.
Shut up, will you?
I'll teach him to fill your head with all that trash. I'll teach him something, believe me. Only he won't live long enough to appreciate it.
No, Peppy, please don't. Please don't. No, Peppy, please. No.
That'll teach you something.
I hit her again and again, and she dropped to the floor and stayed there. I stood at the window looking into the dark night. I knew how to get into the priest's house without being seen. And suddenly, this became the night for the job to be done. I made sure my knife was sharp, then went out.
Why do you hesitate, Peppy?
Why? You know my name, huh? I suppose she told you, huh?
The girl, Katerina? No, she didn't tell me your name. I've always known your name.
You could be dead now.
We could all be dead at one time or another.
You will be in a few minutes. You know that, don't you?
I assume that's your purpose, to see that I am.
I'm getting well paid for it.
Yes, I imagine so.
You're not afraid about your immortal soul, huh? I mean, it's in pretty good shape, you being a priest.
One can only hope, Peppy, and do one's best to be prepared when the moment comes to face our Lord. Perhaps I may be allowed to do one thing for you before you perform your work.
What do you want to do?
Pray for you.
It won't do you any good to talk about praying for me. You won't soften me up if that's what you've got in mind.
Oh, I quite understand. You're a professional.
That's right.
Which, after all, makes me wonder why you've not killed me already.
You talked to her, didn't you?
Tomorrow, she's coming to my chapel to make a confession. And afterwards, she'll receive Holy Communion. Yes. I talked to her, Peppy.
Confession and then communion. That's something, huh? That's quite...
I'm sorry, Peppy.
You can be rough.
Even a man of God must defend himself.
You're rough, all right.
Peppy.
Yeah. Took me by surprise and put me on the floor. What do you know about that?
Hey, for a priest, you're quite a fella.
This is quite a knife you carry. How many men have you killed with it?
It's all a matter of business. You can keep it. I got others.
Oh, I have no use for it. Here, take it back.
What?
Take it back.
Take it back? You're going to give it back to me?
Yes, take it.
You're crazy.
I don't think so.
I came here to murder you.
But you won't. Not now, anyway.
You're crazy, all right.
No, you won't try to kill me tonight. God provided me with the chance to disarm you. He must have other work for me to do.
God provide... You were too quick for me, that's all. God had nothing to do with
it. You may think that, if you wish.
Oh, you fool. I mean, you don't really believe that. You don't believe he had anything to do with what you did to me just then.
I'm reasonably sure of it. After all, I'm not a man usually given to violence.
You sound pretty violent when you're preaching.
We call that fervor. Do you know something, my friend?
Do I know what?
I think you may be the reason I was spared. I think the Lord wants me to convert you.
Convert me?
In fact, let's walk over to the chapel and I'll hear your confession. That'll be a good start. Come, my son.
Oh, you must be sick in the head.
Come, Pepe. Let's not keep the Lord waiting.
So, for the first time since childhood, I confessed and promised I'd even attend early morning mass. And then I went home, not feeling very sure about anything. Nothing seemed very real to me. Hey, he threw out his net and he got two fish, you and me. Isn't that something?
I didn't expect it would happen to you.
I don't know what to do. I've been paid to kill him, half of the gold anyhow. I don't know. I think about all this.
Peppy, we are what we are. I did a lot of thinking after you left me, after you hit me.
You did, huh?
Suppose I change. What could I do? Who'd take care of me? You wouldn't. I mean, unless you're going to change.
We'd starve to death, wouldn't we?
Yes, and I'd have to go on wearing these rags. Oh, I'd like to be different, but it's too late.
Hey, you've changed your tune since earlier on.
Well, I had time to think. You were going to get a lot of money for this job. I'd get some new clothes. God's not going to give them to me.
Oh, you're all right the way you are. You don't need clothes.
I do. I get sick of looking like this.
You... Look, you mean you want me to kill that priest now?
I don't know what I mean.
Oh, you make no sense. One minute you're one thing, then you're something else. What's happened to you?
Did you like him? The priest, I mean?
Well, he's got a way with him, all right. A fellow like that should be a wrestler, you know? You should have seen the way he threw me. Listen, a fellow like that, you have to respect him. He's all right. And I confessed all my sins. He says I have to do a lot of repenting now.
You're not going to kill him then?
No. No, it's like you said. It wouldn't be right to kill a priest. No. What's the matter with you anyhow?
I don't know. I'm just tired of being in rags. And you forget. A lot of very important people connected with the church, want him dead. I mean, there must be something wrong with him if they want him dead. Don't you see that?
So you'd see a good man killed after all, just so you can get some new clothes. Hey, tell me, Katerina, what changed you? What changed you?
I don't know. I told you, I've been thinking. I don't know what changed me.
She went out that same night. I didn't know where she was going, and I didn't ask. Maybe I should have. Something had changed her. She was not the same woman she'd been earlier that night. There was a look about her face. I'd never seen that kind of look in a woman's face before. You know, it was like the look of somebody who had no soul. She went to where the priest lived, but before she went there, she went somewhere else to buy something. And then she saw the priest.
What is it, child?
Could I have a little wine?
Oh, certainly.
Would you like a little?
Well,
Just a little? I don't like to drink wine all alone.
Yes. Pour a little for me, too. You're in trouble, Katerina?
No, I'm just a little nervous, that's all.
Mm. Your friend Pepe was here.
Yes, I know.
There's still hope for his immortal soul. Thank God.
Here.
Thank you.
It's good wine,
I'm glad you enjoy it. Yes. Yes, it is good.
Oh, my God.
What is it?
I had to do it. He made me. He made me.
Had to? Who made you do what, child?
The devil.
The devil?
It was after Peppy hit me. I was alone and it was dark. And I was thinking about everything. I felt so miserable. And somebody whispered my name.
Katerina.
Listen, do you hear him? He's here, too. He's here.
Your soul is mine. Katerina, your soul is mine.
Let me alone. 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 Let me alone.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, get thee from this child, thou abandoned of God. Get thee gone to thine own dark world. It's all right, my child. It's all right. There is no danger. No, child. I heard nothing. But I'm sure you did. It's all right now.
Forgive me for what I've done.
Child, what have you done?
I've poisoned you.
The wine?
He told me to. He told me to.
I feel nothing.
No, not yet. But... Oh, no.
Kneel down, child. Kneel. Confess to God what you have done. Have no concern about Satan possessing your soul. You are in God's presence. Kneel, child. Confess.
Maybe that's what makes a saint. He didn't give much thought to himself. He was only worried about Katerina's soul. He knew he was dying, that she had poisoned him, but he wanted her to put things straight with God.
There. You'll feel better now.
It's something like it was when they crucified him, isn't it? He thought about the sinners, and he asked God to forgive them, didn't he? And you've asked God to forgive me.
We don't know too much about what follows this life, do we, child? But we do know... We begin making our way back to our Creator.
Are you in pain?
It'll pass, I'm sure. At least while I feel pain, I know I'm alive. Child.
Yes.
I want you to go to another priest. Take Peppy with you. I want you to be married. Promise me.
Yes.
There is money for my death. Collect it, child. Tell Peppy to collect the rest of it and give it to the church for the poor fund. Put it to good use. There are so many poor. They need charity. You'll do this. Won't you?
Yes. Yes, I swear I will.
God bless you, Katerina. God bless you.
All that was a long time ago, 1479. To me, he had just been a priest, any priest, but a man you had to look up to. His last thoughts were for the poor and the needs of the poor that somehow have to be met. And that's the way he died, forgiving the woman who had poisoned him and doing what he could to save her soul. And then worrying about the poor. John of Sahagun.